Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I get a lot of emails from all of you, and one of the emails that I get a lot is, hey, when are you going to have this one back? When are you going to have that one back? When are you going to have this? When are you going to have that? And I got one of the most requested emails I get, and honestly, he's on every month, so I don't know. I guess maybe you want him on more than a month. But one of the most requested guests that we have on the show is Dr. Friedemann Chow. And I get more emails about when is Dr. Chow going to be on the show again. And I have to email everybody back and say, wow, he was like just on. Or he's been traveling in Egypt, and when he comes back, he's going to be on. Well, he's back. And he's on. Dr. Friedemann Chow, The Healing Power of Fear and Anxiety. We are talking about that today. You're going to hear from people that work with him. And then you're going to find out why you all want to make sure he stays on the show. Well, he's going to stay on the show. And he is a regular. He has become someone that we love to, I personally love to have on the show. What we talk about is extraordinary, and his healing work has changed the lives of so many people. For many of you, you know who Dr. Friedemann is, but for many of you, you may not, because, you know, you may be new to the show. We've expanded networks, but let me tell you about who he is. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and we're going to touch on what that is today. But more importantly, he has created a personal breakthrough and empowerment program that is helping people across the globe step into the true nature, the divinity, their unlimited potential. And we today are going to find out from some of the people that have worked with him, what is it really like working with Dr. Friedemann? What is the real deal on this? But today we're going to be talking about, you know, fear, anxiety, and the power of it. For more information, you could go to cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Schaub's story is incredible in itself. And the reason I say it's incredible is because, just like so many of us, he said no to a path that many thought he should take. And he said yes to his heart. And when you do that in your life, what you discover is that you now have the formula to help others do that. And there's a saying that I learned from one of my coaches not too long ago, is it's really difficult to take a person to a place you haven't been yourself. You don't have to worry about that with him, because he's been there and continues to go there. I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And I have to say, you know, I just came back from France, and I was there for 2.5 weeks and really on a sojourn. And I thought, I really have good energy and I really look good now. But you beat me. You look great. You have amazing energy. It sounds like you have been with me in France somehow.
I think I was, especially when you went and had the wine and the cheese and the, you know, I was right there, sitting there with you. And, you know, let's talk about France for a minute, because it really does relate to this.
Right.
You know, when I hear France, and I have a visualization of it, and you know, it's kind of like when I hear some of the country places in Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about France that brought me right to the cheese and the wine and the community and the family and the togetherness and the conversation. What was it about that trip that excited you or energized you? Because today we're talking about the healing power of fear and anxiety.
Yeah. Well, I think every journey is like a pilgrimage for me, because it really gets you out of your normal environment and gets you, like you said, in a different zip code. And it really just feels like an expansion. But France, and especially for me, is something that I always enjoyed, the slow pace of living. We were in the southern parts of France, in the Provence and Luberon area, and you just live in a much more quiet and slower way. So we stayed pretty much put in one area for quite a long time. And so you could watch the people and their lifestyles. And what happens is that there is nobody rushing. Nobody seems stressed. Nobody seems to have any kind of time limitation. There's always enough time just to chat or sit down and have a little cafe and just really enjoy yourself. And we had every night, and, you know, thank God I didn't gain weight, but every night we had 2.5 to 3 hour dinners. And because, you know, it's not that the service is rushing. I mean, you just sit and you digest, and then there comes the next course. And,
right.
And they're not big portions, and they're very healthy cooked, but just this sitting and enjoying and talking and really letting the day go by is fabulous.
And it is fabulous, and it also really talks to this idea of fear and anxiety, because can you imagine, and I've been there. I don't know about you, Dr. Friedman. I don't know, but I'll tell you I've been there. I've been at times in my life, and I'm still go there. I'm like, you know, like a human being. But I still go to that place when I have those moments, right, of silence where they're not filled with either a spiritual thought mm-hmm. or my vision. This stuff creeps in,
yes.
right? And so sitting at a 3 hour dinner would be like my worst nightmare at that point in time, right? Because if I'm not eating, then how do I fill the in between time?
Right, right. Well, and that's a really good point. And I think this being comfortable with quietness and stillness is really something that, you know, when you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you have to get used to. It's not a given. And sometimes in these areas of France, it was so quiet that it was almost eerie. I mean, we didn't hear anything, and sometimes I only heard my heartbeat. There was nothing else. And, you know, when you do that, then you pay actually more closely attention to your thoughts and what are the emotions that are coming up. And so it's, you know, certainly something where, you know, dust keeps on flying. So the dust of maybe stress that you have taken with you on vacation or some kind of doubts or worries are there, and it comes up. And then you have to know what to do with it.
So the question then becomes, why are fear and anxiety such a we give fear and anxiety more airtime than we do reality television, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Or we combine it, yeah, with
yes,
fear factor and these kind of things.
Right.
Well, you know what? My feeling is that fear and anxiety is such a big topic because so many people are really suffering from it, and so little is known about it. You know, we are fighting fear. We are trying to suppress it. We are trying to shove it aside. It's considered a weakness. It's not considered something that's productive. And my mission is to help people to understand that fear has in itself a healing potential. And how can we access this potential? How can you turn around fear to your benefit, not trying to avoid it, but really face it, understand the deeper meaning? And the people I have invited to speak today
uh-huh.
are people that have experienced that were stuck mm-hmm. in their own fears and have learned how to actually turn it around and use it to their benefit.
I can't wait to hear from them. We're going to hear from, and I've asked Dr. Friedman to have some folks call in because he and I do a lot of the talking on the show a lot of the time, and yet it's so important to actually hear from people that have been at a stuck place. Okay, so here's the question I have for you. What have you been most afraid of?
Me, I think for, you know, what's interesting, when I grew up, I was a very happy-go-lucky kid. I think
me
I had
too.
No worries at all. Everything was really fine. And I lived in like a dream world, and it was quite magical. You know, I grew up in the Black Forest, and there is really this magic there in some ways. And then when I got to high school, all of a sudden, you know, the sincerity of life and it became all serious. And then I got instilled the fear of failure because it was very clear from, you know, my family who are pretty much all on the medical field, you going to go down that path. And of course, you know, in order to be able to be to go to medical school, you had to have excellent grades. And my grades were not excellent at that point. But they were made excellent through really instilling a lot of fear, a lot of pressure. And, you know, I think it's something that on one hand I'm grateful for because it was important for me to go this path. But I certainly learned how the programming and the imprinting of fear works early on in your life. And it has a lot to do with the conditionality. So only if you are good, you are getting praise and approval. And so you're learning to also at some point accept yourself only conditionally. That means only if you are measuring up to your own expectations or the expectations that you think other people have, then you are appreciating yourself, then you're accepting yourself. And that's the trap. That's the place where we get stuck in. And that's the place where I was certainly stuck in for a long time. And my conflict was that I felt my heart want something else, But my expectation and my conditioning said, no, you have to continue with that. And that created in itself a huge anxiety.
You know, I don't know about you, but you probably got out of that thing that you didn't like probably before something like weird happened. I never had the courage to leave the corporate world. I really didn't. I wasn't good enough. I had some education, but I've been told all my life, you just don't have enough. You're never going to find another job. As a matter of fact, the only reason I went to the phone company is because my mom said to me, if you go there, they'll never fire you. So just go there. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. They're never going to fire you.
Right.
And I thought, okay. And so I had to be nudged out. And so the fear that we're talking about is so important in the way you talk about it, Dr. Friedman. And, you know, we're going to hear from some of the folks that you work with. But you also refer to fear as that untapped power. I want to talk about that when we come back from break. Also, I want to let everybody know that if you want a free telephone consultation with Dr. Friedman, yeah, you can give his office a call. And I would encourage you to do that. When we say free, it's really his gift to our listeners. It's a way for you to give him a shout so you can have a conversation with him to talk about what's going on with you and see if there's a way that you can get some help. 866-903-6463 for Dr. Friedman Chow, free telephone consultation. 866-903-6463. When we come back, that untapped potential of fear and anxiety. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step, and it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338. Or you can even try out their website, yourtwofeet.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
I have grown
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said, for more information or to check in with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, you can call 866-903-6463 and schedule a free phone consultation with him. You can do that. He's on air right now with me, but, you know, just call and leave a message and he'll get back to you. We were talking about this idea of untapped power and fear and anxiety. I know we've got Sean on the line going to join us here. But before we bring him on, could you describe what you mean by untapped power?
Well, basically, with every challenge, there is an opportunity. And with every question, there is also an answer. And when it comes to fear, it feels in general for people that they are powerless, that they don't necessarily know how to deal with whatever potential danger or challenge comes their way. And what I mean with the untapped potential is that if you're looking at the fear more as an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to understand more what you're made of, to understand that healing the fear is coming back to your wholeness, you will, at the beginning of the fear, realize that you have been fragmented in some ways, that you were not really your complete self. When you're realizing that the fear actually is that pathway that gets you to your wholeness, you're going to leave that path as a complete self, as a whole self. And that's the people that I invited had made this experience. They came to their own power. The fear was basically their the catalyst. The fear was for them that voice that told them, you're not connected to yourself. You're basically in a world that's focused on the outside, in a world that's not really in your center. And by using the fear as that inner pathway, that inner guidance to come back to your center, it's not about getting rid of the fear in this case. It's really about using the fear as this inner device to stay centered. And that means coming to your power. So the fear doesn't give you power. It reminds you of your power.
What I love about this is really redefining, redefining fear. Because so often we say the fear word and the image that comes to mind is one of, you know, dynamite, meaning I got to destroy it. But what you're talking about is fear now becomes a bridge.
Yes.
You know, it becomes that thing that we get to step on, walk over and get to the place where we want to get.
And it's the biggest opportunity because when you are, you know, I often use the analogy of a mouse being trapped in a bottle. You know, you're basically, finding this mouse finds its way through the neck into the bottle, but then it doesn't find the way out and it becomes more and more fearful and doesn't know that it actually just has to be, you know, flexible enough to squeeze itself back out of the neck. And in some ways, when you realize that this fear and when you're trapped in it is that opportunity to say, I want to make a big change in my life.
Yes.
This is not about fixing something. It's not about changing my outer environment. This is about this call from my heart to come back to yourself. Then you actually are grateful for the fear.
Absolutely. We've got Sean on the phone, and I would love to bring him on. Let's bring him on, and I'm just going to sit and just listen to you and Sean talking. Sean, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon.
Good morning and good afternoon. I was just on the same coast that you're on, like yesterday at this time, so I understand that it is afternoon there for you. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So I want to get a sense of what your journey was like. And, you know, and Friedemann, why don't you introduce us to Sean? And then, Sean, I'd love to hear where you were and where you are now.
Hi, Sean. Nice that you called.
Hi.
Thank you. Well, you know, Sean called me up, I don't know exactly how long ago, quite a while ago, and we started talking because, and I think, Sean, I hope you can expand on that, because really you felt stuck, and you felt stuck a lot in an inner incongruency and stuck in fear and anxiety. And how did your life look like at that time, especially your internal life?
Sure. I believe I started just talking to Dr. Schaub back in the February timeframe. And at that time, I was dealing with a lot of incongruencies internally, which were in turn limiting my ability to achieve the goals that I believe that I had for myself. And the symptoms I had were basically feeling tired and having a limited amount of energy. So I used the analogy of just keeping my life was basically keeping my head above water and getting the bare minimum done in my personal life and business life to just get by.
And there were a lot of fears that you had, fear about the future, fear about not measuring up, fear about uncertainties that you described as so draining that this trying to fix it in itself caused you to lose a lot of energy. So that at the end of the day, or when you were just, you know, basically meeting the bare minimum, you were so exhausted that you just basically could stay in bed or do nothing, right?
Well, it wasn't that bad where I was so tired that I was paralyzed. It was more like I subconsciously was focused so internally on myself, trying to, quote-unquote, fix myself, and I was not able to do so.
Mm.
And as a result of that, I didn't have extra energy to expend on expanding my life
right.
in many different ways, through either learning more or socializing more or growing in my business. So it was emotionally draining, and these incongruencies were sort of pulling at me internally. So part of me would want to go one direction, the other part of me would want to go the other direction, so to speak. So I worked with Dr. Schaub, and obviously I'm at a point right now where I have made great strides, where I don't have those incongruencies anymore, and where I feel more like a complete person. And one other point is, while I was on my road to self-discovery and analyzing what was going on, I think I was trying to find a lot of my solutions externally, but ironically, I found all my answers internally.
Doesn't that feel great, Sean?
It's very great. It's
yeah.
very wonderful. And I've been dealing with my incongruencies knowingly and unknowingly. I really didn't put a name on it until I started working with Dr. Schaub this year. But until I put a name on it, I really didn't know what I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, I was also working with other counselors the last previous 10 years or so, trying to get issues worked out. And I was only able to make such limited progress because my progress was just temporary. I don't think I was really getting to the root problem.
Well, and that's what, you know, that's what I really enjoyed also about your approach right from the start, because you were very clear that you cannot fix it by simply just talking about it. It's not an intellectual problem. You always, you know, emphasized there's something in my subconscious, there is something down in the root that I have to get to. And I think you know, one of the things that I really also felt was powerful about you, that initially you had the same, just that as mentioned before, the same conditional thinking about yourself. So when I reach my goals in business, when I am successful, when I have made enough money, then I can accept myself or feel good about myself.
Wow, yes.
And I think you have been actually feeling good about yourself in the process. And then, and maybe you want to share about this, then you all of a sudden were able to reach your business goals that before seemed to be out of reach.
Sure. So where I was feeling very limited was having these incongruencies, which created anxiety, and again, being tired so much, I didn't have the strength or creative power to address problems that all of us have on our day-to-day basis. And so as a result of that, I was feeling anxious about things that probably wouldn't cause most, you know, healthy people anxiety. And it wasn't, again, my anxiety was just, it was very subtle. And that's why I was able to deal with it for more years than I care to count. However, I know, obviously, that it started limiting my abilities and was preventing me from accomplishing all my goals. So the work I did with Dr. Schaub was very powerful in a sense and helped me address these issues or creating my incongruencies.
Mm-hmm.
We worked mainly at the subconscious level, and some of the things I had were things that all of us address or deal with, such as codependency, as Dr. Schaub mentioned. But those are the kinds of things I addressed with normal counselors in the past, and were temporary fixes, so to speak. But I think once we addressed the root cause, which were more subconscious issues and things like that, things from my earlier years, adolescent years, and so forth, then all the incongruencies went away.
Well, and the amazing thing was that you, once those incongruencies went away, you also found a greater relationship to yourself, a better relationship to yourself, feeling better about yourself. And, you know, that's why I always mention to people that once you change yourself internally, it ripples out into your external life. And you became the number one salesperson in your company and had actually reached that success that you were striving for a long time. So congratulations to that.
Sean, thank you for joining us here today. Congratulations to you, because what you represent for so many people is someone that has a dream, that went out and got the right help, and then launched your dream. And we can congratulate you for it. Thank you so much, Sean.
I let it go too far. Starting over, it's so hard. Seems like everywhere.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th, and there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300, or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat Jabe Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back, everyone. The Healing Power of Fear and Anxiety on the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. CellularWisdom.com is the website that you're going to want to visit to find out more about what the good doctor is up to. And also, I want to make sure that you give a call and you get to have a free consultation. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. And for those of you, please, for those of you that are in the Seattle area, I want to make sure that on October 1st from 7 to 8:30 p.m., a free event, yep, with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, East West Bookshop in Seattle. Fear is Untapped Power. That is October 1st, 7 to 8:30. Now, we've got more people we're talking to here, Dr. Friedemann.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say something about Sean. And one thing that I found was inspiring about Sean, and, you know, I think for the listeners also, to something to consider, which is this learning to really come from your own power. That means that he really learned in the process to no longer define himself through his business successes, his sales successes, and these kind of things. He learned to define himself as who he was, learned to appreciate himself. And that way really created also the success externally that he was looking for. So it's he really started to work on the roots and then created the fruits. And I think that's really the empowering messages that working on yourself and that Sean hopefully brought you.
So let's talk about our next guest joining us here today. And thank you for an update and thank you for bringing that on. You know, let's talk about, you know, our next guest, because there have been so many people that have worked with you, and today we're sharing the stories. You know, a day in the life of someone that had a breakthrough experience and turned their lives around working with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Tell us about our next guest.
Louisa came to me with really a lot of anxiety, but her anxiety became so severe that it also impacted her physical body. And she had other issues physically as well, but she realized that her tiredness, her body pains, her inability to really have any energy to do anything was definitely also caused by a lifelong stress and anxiety pattern that she was dealing with since early childhood. And when she started working with me, she realized that there is something deeper that she hadn't been able to address yet. And she was curious to find out how can we unlock that and really not only heal my emotional self, but also my physical body in the midst of it.
Let's bring her on. Louisa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm so glad that you are joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So Dr. Friedemann and you are going to share your story with our listeners because, you know, during these times where fear kind of surrounds so many people, there are bright lights that emerge, and you're one of them.
Yeah. Hi, Louisa. It's so nice that you call. And I just want to ask you, maybe you can describe to us, how did your journey start? How did you feel when we saw each other the first time?
Sure. Well, Friedemann, when we saw each other for the first time, my primary concern was the anxiety that I had, fear and anxiety issues. But they showed themselves in high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and just a lot of stress where I wasn't able to do things that I wanted to do.
And you also, one of the things that you realized later on is that you have really had a life pattern of overcoming stress through forcing yourself to do things, and you were and you are highly successful in what you're doing, but you were always very about controlling the circumstances. So you needed to know every little detail of what happened around you. So control in terms of control as something that gives you safety was a big part of the pattern of your life.
Absolutely, it was. I mean, there's a difference between being detail-oriented and just having every tiny little thing under my thumb, under control.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like that would be a problem, but it took a lot of my energy and just controlled my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, Louisa, that I want to ask you about, and thank you so much for sharing this, because you're not alone in that place. But very few of us, especially women, really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the role that we're supposed to play a lot of times is we are supposed to be in control. You know, we're supposed to manage so many things. But what you're sharing is the place of being so wanting to do that, that we become immobilized, right? You know what I'm saying? That we worry about if I let that go or let the universe take care of that, oh my gosh, it's going to be wrong.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't in a place where I could let the universe take care of anything for me.
Well, and with you, you know, you had actually good reason to have anxiety because of your upbringing. And I think you had a very difficult and a very challenging and traumatic upbringing.
I did. My father was physically abusive. He passed when I was 12, and one would think that that would end my issues, but my mother, she was very emotionally immature and really unable to take care of me. So throughout my teen years, she would abandon me into the foster care system, and not just once, but many times. And I never knew where I was going to be or when she would get angry or flip out. It was scary. Mm.
So whenever you basically did something that she didn't like, she didn't just, you know, try to, you know, reprimand you or so. She actually physically gave you away. And that's certainly something that was, you know, multiple traumas that you went through.
Yes. And it you know, it goes a lot deeper than just being, you know, taken, you know, yanked from your home and put into foster care with strangers, people who don't really care about you. I'm sure that there are many people in the foster care system who do care about their kids, but it's just a lot of the foster parents, it's just another source of income, and they've got another mouth to feed. And it was frightening. I was put into a group home one time, and just the change and not knowing what was going to happen.
Now, one thing that
stayed with me.
One thing that we worked on, and one part of your subconscious that you have met there, you called inner teenie. Can you tell us a little bit about inner teenie?
Yes. So inner teenie is my inner child. She is the part of me that was scared and frightened as a child, but this part of me was never comforted and made to feel important or nurtured. It didn't feel love. She didn't feel love even until my adulthood. I just after these events, they were never addressed or resolved. So this part of me, this young person inside of me, was never made to feel better and whole.
Mm.
And you learned how to do this in the process. So you learned to actually access this part versus, I mean, in the past you had two options. Either you shoved this more sensitive part of you aside and ignored it, or this part of you took completely over and set you into an anxiety tailspin. But there was never for you this direct access, the direct connection from the adult, more maternal perspective to that younger part. And I think you learned to do that. And how does that make an impact for you? How does this change the way you are dealing now with, let's say, situations that in the past would have scared you?
Oh, it's amazing. So situations in the past that might have frightened me or sent me into a fit of anger, just uncontrollable anger, now I can recognize it and say, okay, you know, this is what's happening, and I can talk to my inner teeny self and calm her down and just realize that, you know, where this is coming from is the anxiety from the past. I just feel so much more calm and at peace
And how have your physical symptoms changed?
Well, my blood pressure has come down. My blood sugar has come down as well. And generally, I'm happier.
Now, I have to mention that you also did a very great detox therapy with a good friend and the referring naturopath, Dr. Nathanson. So that certainly helped you as well. But you definitely have created a balance in your life that has really changed the way you're experiencing it now.
Oh, absolutely. I think the two had to go hand in hand. The detox is actually what brought back up all of these emotions and feelings.
Right.
And forced me to deal with them. But I think that I'm better off because of that.
Wow. Louisa, thank you so much for joining us here today and for sharing your story. Any last minute comments you want to make?
Well, I would just like to say that it was a very important and profound experience for me, my work with Friedemann.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been an enormous change in my life. Mm. So I'm so much happier and healthier.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Louisa. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we got Julie waiting to jump in on the conversation. Wow. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, cellularwisdom.com is the website. When we come back, we'll be talking with Julie to see how fear became her pathway to living life full out. We'll be right back.
All I could taste is this moment. All I can breathe is your life.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at MargaretMcElroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Shout it out loud. It's my life. It's now or never. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. As I said before, if you want to find out more about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. For more about my special guest today, Dr. Friedman Schaub, then you can go to cellularwisdom.com. But more importantly, as you listen to this show, and some of you are going to listen to it again, you'll see that we are honored that Dr. Friedman has offered free consultations to any or all of you, not just like, oh, the first five. No, the phone line is open for those of you out there that are not sure what you want to know about or what you want to ask, but you've heard something today and you are ready for a call to action. 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. Or you can send an email to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at cellularwisdom.com. You know, the journey continues. We have Julie waiting to come on the show. Why don't we just bring Julie up here? Julie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. How are you?
Thank you. Listen, we want to talk with you about what your journey was like with Dr. Schaub. So could you give us a little background and information and let us know, you know, if I were to ask you the question, what was your life like, you know, a year ago, and what is it like today?
Oh, it's like night and day. I think I've been working with him now for about maybe 8 or 9 months, and I was just at my wit's end. I actually hit rock bottom and didn't think there was any way out. And today, I have to say I'm actually spiritually, mentally, and physically healthy. And if somebody would have told me that was possible, I wouldn't have believed them. I absolutely wouldn't have. So it happened.
Well, and Julie, you basically, and thank you for calling in, and you are such a great role model in a lot of ways because you hit rock bottom, but you didn't give up. You were still looking for a way out. And once you were feeling that this is the right path for you, you actually took action. And whatever we worked on, you implemented it into your life. Now, when we talked about this before together, that you were a person before you hit rock bottom who was actually defined by your successes. You were extremely successful with your business, extremely successful in anything that you wanted to do. So from the outside, you looked like a person who really had it together. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree to that. And I always overachieved to try to prove to myself or prove to the outside world that I was good enough. But yet, I never, ever felt it. I always had this aching, depressing feeling on the inside, even though from the surface, it looked great. My life looked great, but it really wasn't.
And then you got into the goal for you to become pregnant. And you were also addressing this with the same way that you addressed all the other things in your life, which was full force, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And what did that mean? What did you do full force to overcome the fertility issues that you were challenged by?
I'm sorry,
What did you do in order to become pregnant?
Oh, well, I went down this path. I didn't really follow my heart. I went down this path of infertility treatments that lasted probably a good 6-7 years, and we did the whole gamut. I went through all the shots, and it really disrupted my marriage as well. My husband and I, it just put a big wedge in between us. And then I started going into even more of a depression, and actually about 2 years ago, it all fell apart, and I even quit working. I gave up. I was abusing myself with food. I was eating everything wrong. It was very difficult.
And what do you think you have learned about yourself that lets you now look at yourself differently, that lets you look at life differently?
Well, I trust myself now. I listen to what I really want, and I don't do things to prove to other people or prove to the world. I'm happy and content with myself. And I have this, like, peace and calmness that I never had before.
And that's one of the things that I really loved about your story was also how your relationship to your mother has changed. How that really was a significant difference that showed you that you may have made a huge change internally because that external relationship really had made such a turnaround.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much growing up, it was a very hard childhood. And I never thought that I would have a relationship with her. And now I would consider her probably one of my best friends. I call her all the time. We have a relationship we've never had.
But what needed to happen for you to get to that point? And I think one of those things were creating boundaries.
Yeah, it was creating boundaries. I always, I just finally let her know that some of the things that were happening weren't okay and that I was hurt. And she was actually very receptive to it. I stuck up for myself, and I kind of went back into the past and revisited my childhood, you know, with you, with the work with you and with her, and just told her some of the things just weren't right growing up. And she acknowledged them, and it gave me a huge relief.
And I think what's so nice about this story that, you know, you have to tell is that basically you were realizing that when you stood up for yourself, not out of a defensiveness or not out of anger or frustration, but coming really from a place of self-worth, a place of I deserve a better treatment, all of a sudden your mother and also other people are able to listen to you and are able to respect you because you now respect yourself.
Oh, that is absolutely correct. I mean, I tried every other way to get through to her. You know, I had immense anger towards her. I would try to buy her things. I tried everything. But until I got my self-esteem and self-worth intact, it transformed our relationship.
Wow. Julie, I want to ask you one last question, and I want to thank you for coming on air and sharing your story because, boy, it is a heartbreaker when we can't connect to our parents, when we can't feel that love. What a huge accomplishment for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here.
I want to ask you, if you have any advice to give our listeners, what would the advice be?
Well, probably to listen to yourself and believe in yourself and not beat yourself up over things. You know, it was interesting when I started working with Dr. Friedman, one of the exercises he gives you at the beginning, or he gave me, was this negative self-talk. And so you write down in a journal things that you say about yourself that are negative. And in one day, I called myself stupid over 50-something times.
Wow.
And I was shocked when I saw that. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. I wouldn't even call somebody that once during a day ever to my worst enemy. And I was doing that to myself. So my advice would be take a look at how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, and listen to yourself. And just treat yourself good.
Mm. And are you calling yourself stupid now anymore?
No, not at all.
Wow. What a great show. Dr. Friedman, what's your personal message for everyone today? And I have to tell you, these stories from the folks that are working with you, the work that you're doing is so profound. You know, how you are helping people change their lives is incredible. What would you want to say to our listeners today?
You know, for me, this show was important because I want to emphasize it's not about the person that you're working with primarily. I'm just the tour guide, the person who guides you to what's really already inside of you. And every one of the people that called in and every one of the people I'm working with has shown that they have this potential, that true treasure of the self inside. It's just a matter to bring it to the forefront. And when it's there, when you live from that place, you can really create heaven on earth. And I think it's possible for everyone.
Well, thank you for bringing a bit of heaven to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And for those of you that are wondering, yes, Dr. Friedman Shelf is a regular. He's on every month. And we've got lots planned for you. He will be a participant in our holistic makeover. I want to thank all of the folks that called in today. I want to thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. For more about Dr. Schaub, don't forget cellularwisdom.com. If you want to sign up for a free consultation, info@cellularwisdom.com. And remember, as he would say, you have everything inside of you, including the love to love yourself. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.